October 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, live your lives in a responsible way, always keeping in mind that you will be held accountable to me for all your thoughts, words, and actions. In this way, dedicate your lives to obedience to my divine will. This is how you will be able to surrender and accept all things as from my hand. When your troubles multiply, remember my son embraced his cross ahead of you. His cross was a grace for all humanity, opening the gate of heaven for all who would keep my commandments. Your crosses, children, make straight the path to your salvation. The cross you surrender to is your compass along the road of righteousness. I do not abandon those who carry many crosses. I send many graces to those who accept their crosses to aid them under the weight of each cross. I hold such souls away from despair, and I send them angels to comfort them, just as I sent an angel to comfort my son when he accepted his cross in Gethsemane. It is your resistance to your crosses which stands between us. This is a difficult teaching, but one necessary to this life in the world." A note is given to read Luke chapter 22, 42 through 43. "Father, if you are willing, remove this chalice from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.